Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the Late Show, and in reality, it should be game one between the Twins and the Orioles, and the Twins trying to extend their winning streak tonight. But when I got the call from the boss about a week ago, I think it was about a week ago, and he said, Henry's going to be off, and we need you to do final pitch, Twins and Orioles, game one. And I'm like, all right, cool. I'm up for that. And over the weekend, I was in on Saturday, my regular time slot, between 3 and 4. I'm one of these people who like to plan and know what the deal is. So I looked at the weather in Baltimore. And on Saturday, the weather in Baltimore looked terrible for tonight. I'm like, yeah, I think they're going to get rained out. So I think it was Monday. I think it was yesterday. I emailed Brad, and I said, Brad, the weather looks terrible in Baltimore. A 100% chance of rain. I mean, it's going to rain all day and all night, and should I be ready to do a full show? And he said, well, we'll play it by ear. We'll see, but be on standby, be ready to go. And then I brought it up. I was sitting in for Henry on the morning news with Vanita today at 7:40. And it's always fun to visit with Vanita and talk sports. And I brought it up. I said, well, I hope the Twins can continue their streak tonight, but the weather doesn't look good in Baltimore. So I'm not a trained meteorologist, but it looked really bad for this game in Baltimore tonight as early as Saturday. So I was way out in front of this thing. So when I heard producer Josh Wheeler is on board tonight for Chris Tubbs, Tubbs is off. Henry Lake is off tonight. They both got in touch with me, and then Brad did as well. All came this flurry of texts. And I was kind of like, yeah, kind of knew. And Josh, was I too a matter of fact, like, oh, yeah, I saw that one coming?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly, the only reason I knew about it happening, actually, was I was sitting on my couch. I was actually about to go take a little bit of a cat nap, And I saw the ticker on ESPN. All of a sudden, it said Orioles Twins postponed. I said, oh, boy. It's time to jump into action and maybe get the piece together a show. So,
And you jumped in, and we're going to have a lot of the regular features. You're prepared. Mm-hmm. I'm prepared. A little bit later on, we're going to do Bite of the Night. We got a good one. I would assume you're going to bring headlines to the table at 7:45. Oh, and yeah. I've got a number of people and that I kind of reach out to. And one of the first I reached out to was one of the great golf writers of all time. He's written books. He's won awards from the PGA and LPGA Tour. He's done a lot of work with Golf Channel, Ron Cyrak. So I reached out to Ron right away, and I said, well, it's PGA week. They're going to be playing at Quail Hollow on Thursday. It's one of the majors. Can Rory win another one? What are the LIV guys going to do? On and on and on. And Ron said, I'd love to, but I've got dinner plans tonight. So Ron was out. And then I kind of said, well, the Timberwolves have the night off. Kevin Lynch covers for FanDuel Sports Network. Kevin responded, he's in tonight at 7:05. Another guy we talk to all the time. And Josh, when you were, on Saturdays, we'd visit with Jess Myers, mm-hmm. who covers the Wild now for the Pioneer Press, and he's been following the Stanley Cup playoffs, and there's a lot of drama there. What are the Wild going to do in the offseason? So we are going to talk NHL. We're going to talk Wild with Jess here at 6:35. So he answered the bell. And then Jordan Bianchi, who got his start here in town covering motorsports and now writes for The Athletic and covers NASCAR, is going to join us at about 8:35 tonight. And then one of my other favorites has very little to do, well, nothing to do with sports, and that's Stephen Clark from Ars Technica. We haven't visited him with him for a while, and he's going to get us up to date on what's happening with SpaceX. When are they going to launch Starship again? So what's going on with all of that coming up following the news and weather at 8? So we've got a lot of good stuff on the show. Bit of a bummer, but not a surprise, looking at that Baltimore weather. And I think I've spent more time looking at Baltimore weather over the last few days than I have looking at our weather, because our weather's just been downright boring. I'm not saying it's the weather that my daughter saw in her 4 years at the University of Arizona in Tucson, where it was pretty much sunny today and a high near 95, low tonight 60. Tomorrow, sunny and a hot, high near 1, that sort of thing. But it's certainly been dry, and we have that red flag warning for a big part of the state. Northern Wisconsin, Hayward, northern Minnesota, Hinkley, Brainerd, Fergus Falls, Morris, St. Cloud, Wilmer, and then to the west, southwest, Marshall, Mankato, Worthington, and then all the way out into the Dakotas. And it is very dry, but it is going to change, and we'll have more on the weather. You heard
this,
the weather.
This is also, too, Steve, this is one of those days, and unfortunately I think I need to add a little more juice to my AC under the hood this time around, because I tried the windows up, cranking the AC, it's warmish air, so I need to maybe juice it up a little bit.
Oh, you may need a recharge.
Sunglasses on in the late afternoon sunshine.
Yeah.
The pitch, 1-0. Oh. Swung on, hit down the third base.
That's my bad.
All good. And then it was, all right, let's try windows down. No, it's brutally hot, even with the windows down. The air is not really blowing cool air. It is, you roll the windows down while you're driving down, driving even on the freeway down to Minneapolis from the Northwest Metro where you and I are at, and it's nothing but warm air.
Yeah. How old is the vehicle?
Oh, it's just 2014.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you've had is this that one that got trashed?
Oh, no. This is my Equinox. This is my Chevy Equinox. And I need oil in it. I found out today that I'm down to like 5% oil life, so I'm gonna limp it back home, and I'm getting an oil change tomorrow. So,
yeah, and make sure you go to a shop where they find out where the leak is, because you shouldn't be losing that coolant.
It's not good.
Or is it coolant? Or
no, it's not, I think it's I mean, it might be Freon.
It's refrigerant.
Yeah, I've used the little spray cans to top it off before on previous vehicles, so I know where to do it. It's just you have to kind of be careful because you don't want to catch your hand with it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you go easy.
But yeah, no Twins game today, Steve. It's just us till 9 p.m.
Yeah, Twins and Orioles got rained out. Here's the deal, though. Tomorrow, it is the old-fashioned straight doubleheader, weather permitting in Baltimore. We'll be on the air, and this is bright and early. Pre-game lineup card, 10:30, first pitch at 11:05, Ober against Kramer in game one, and then tonight's scheduled starter, Simeon Woods Richardson, in game two. So we have a full day, weather permitting, in Baltimore. But what I was going to do is just check that Baltimore weather one more time. And when you zoom in on the East Coast, it's not like here in the Midwest where, there's South Dakota, there's Minnesota. I mean, all these states kind of run together. You got Virginia, you got Maryland, you got Delaware. They're all right together. It's really, really close. So you gotta be really careful with the mouse. But tonight, once again, 100% chance of rain. Now, the chance of rain, not as great tomorrow. Looks like they'll be able to get them in. 60% in the morning, 50% in the afternoon. There could be a thunderstorm, so don't be surprised if there is a weather delay. And then rain likely again Wednesday night, and then showers likely again on getaway day on Thursday. So there you go, Twins and Orioles. Twins are on a roll above 500. Playing good ball, getting good pitching. Byron Buxton has been terrific. Really a good story as we head for the middle of May with the Twins. One other huge story, and it led CBS News at 6, and that is Pete Rose, Shoeless Joe Jackson were removed from the ineligible list along with all the members of the Black Sox. And I will say this. All right. Pete is gone. Shoeless Joe is been gone for a long time. Shoeless Joe Jackson, of course, Field of Dreams was featured in that. And one of the more underrated sports movies, in my opinion, is Eight Men Out. Is, I think, a really, really good movie and a well-done period piece. I think they really did a good job on Eight Men Out. Very underrated baseball movie, but he's been reinstated. I was one of those, though, and I don't know about you, Josh, when it comes to Pete Rose, but he committed the cardinal sin, and that was betting on baseball. Anybody who gets involved in the game and signs a contract, you can't bet on baseball. And it goes all the way back to the Black Sox scandal of 1919. The players were ultimately banned by Judge Kennesaw Mountain Landis in 21. And everybody knows that. Fans, even casual fans know that. And Pete bet on baseball. And I just, while he was alive, well, he was such a great player and clearly a Hall of Fame talent. I couldn't agree more. You look at his resume, it's hard to argue. He is one of the all-time greats, but as a manager, admitted to betting on baseball. Now that he's gone, and the fact that they've decided to remove that, and the door is now open for him and Shoeless Joe, another guy who has a resume worthy of the Hall of Fame. And there are some that argue, and Eight Man Out brought this up in great detail in the film, in my opinion, did Shoeless Joe even go along with that scheme in the 1919 World Series? So all of that will be reinvestigated, I know, but I don't have any problem with this. I just, while Pete was alive and the idea of him being in the Hall of Fame, I couldn't go along with that. That's me. I don't know about you, Josh.
Here's the thing. I voiced this in the past because I think this came up a handful of months ago in regards to the Hall of Fame possibility for him. And I don't like the idea or the thought of doing this posthumously. I think this would have been better to put him in while he's alive, but now that he's gone, And yes, you have to factor in the betting on baseball aspect to it. But like, I just think that if they do, I think they'd be going the wrong way completely with all of that factored in. I'm pro Pete Rose being in just because it's there's so many different Leafs of the baseball eras. I think the Shoeless Joe era was obviously way different than the Pete Rose era and even the current era of baseball, where it's just the morality of it hasn't always been there with the game, at least in my own opinion. I'm sure people will disagree with me, but I'm sure there are different levels of, I guess, honor, and I hate using the term honor, but like, you get what I'm saying. Like, it was a different time. It was a different era back when Joe Jackson was playing, just like it was a different era when Pete was playing. Now, I understand the pushback with Pete betting on baseball and why that would negate him from the Hall of Fame. But like I said, if you're going to do it, you should have done it while he was around, because now you're just kind of, it's almost like a sympathy move to put him in now if that ends up being the case.
Yeah, and I think they're just trying to end the debate and, you know, move on. I think there were way too many people, though, that, you know, knew the whole story and knew all the details that were just like, we can't back off on this idea because there is that. Now, in the steroid era, you could argue, well, there weren't really rules against it per se, and there was this and that going on. And we're talking about the steroid era, if you will, and all those players that are on the outside looking in that clearly have resumes worthy of being in the Hall of Fame. But right now the writers are saying, yeah, these guys, you know, went above and beyond, and we're going to keep them out of the Hall of Fame. I think now that Pete Rose is gone and has passed away, will they eventually put him in the Hall of Fame? You know, we'll see about that. I don't think that's a done deal. They simply removed him from the ineligible list, along with Shoeless Joe and members of the Black Sox from 1919. I don't particularly have a problem. And if I ever had a vote on the matter, I've been pretty clear and pretty consistent for a long, long time about Pete Rose. Nope. He knew. He knew he couldn't do that. Anybody who gets into the game knows you can't bet on baseball. It's clear. And I agree with your point. Things have changed now. And now there's all sports embracing a gambling and the revenue that generates. But at the time he was in the game and active in the game, that was the cardinal sin, and he knew he was breaking a rule. And I think the people that said, well, he only bet on his team to win. Okay. You know, whatever. He still bet on the game. It is 6:22. We're going to come back. If you got a thought on Pete or Shoeless Joe, by all means, give us a ring. A little bit later on, we'll talk a little hockey on this very warm May 9th, Jess Myers from the Pioneer Press, Stanley Cup playoffs, some of the Wild off-season priorities. And then the NBA draft lottery, we have another Ewing to the Knicks controversy over again. You can't make it up. 6:22 here on the Lake Show. Steven for Henry, a news talk, 830-WCCO. It led the news at 6 from CBS. Pete Rose, Shoeless Joe Jackson removed from the ineligible list and in the Hall of Fame, maybe, to be determined, just off the ineligible list. But you look at Pete Rose and his career, and we did get a text during the break, and it says judge him as a player. And you look at, you know, the numbers he put up in his career, his WAR, 79.6 games, 3,562 plate appearances, 15,890 plate appearances, official at-bats, 14,053, 2,165 runs, 4,256 hits. You know, 3,000 is a magic number. Pete had 4,256, 746 doubles, 135 triples. Didn't hit for great power, 160 in his long career, 1,314 RBIs, 1,566 walks. Career batting average, .303. The list goes on and on and on. And the numbers as a player don't lie. And that was the tragedy of Pete Rose. And I think on some level, the tragedy of Barry Bonds and how this all plays out for Bonds. And there were a number of people that wrote, as the Barry Bonds saga played out with the Pirates and then eventually the Giants and all the scandals and all the accusations, is there were a lot of people that said, you know, Bonds and his dad Bobby played in the big leagues and so on and so forth, that Barry Bonds was on track without all the other stuff, if you will, air quotes here, to be a Hall of Famer anyway. That he had all the tools, all the ability, that he was building to a Hall of Fame career anyway. And Pete Rose and these numbers, just insane numbers as a player. And I think that's where people had a problem. And Shoeless Joe's circumstance and getting mixed up in the Black Sox scandal, and that's why Eight Men Out does such a great job. It spells out what the reserve clause really was over 100 years ago. That these guys were the property of the owners, in this case, Charles Comiskey, the owner of the White Sox. He could pay him whatever he wanted. And it was right for the players to maybe get in bed and earn a few bucks with the gamblers, so to speak. And they did a great job in the movie, I think, exploring that part of it. But for Pete Rose, he had this wonderful career. And then once he retired as a player, and if he didn't gamble on baseball, he was going to shed golden ticket and have HOF next to his name for the rest of his days, and he blew that by gambling on baseball. That's on Pete. That's on Pete. Once again, as I see it, as I've always seen it, but he is, in his name, is now off the ineligible list, along with Shoeless Joe and others. It is 6:30. We're going to break. We'll come back. We'll talk Stanley Cup playoff hockey, some intriguing matchups. The Vegas Golden Knights, who eliminated your Minnesota Wild, they're on the brink. We'll get into all of that coming up with Jess Myers of the Pioneer Press, following the weather here on News Talk 830 WC. Henry's got the night off. Steve in, and on this warm, breezy night, let's talk a little hockey. Why not? Jess Myers joins us from the Pioneer Press. The Wild are out, and the team that eliminated them, the Vegas Golden Knights, they're in trouble, Jess Myers, big time. Jess?
I'm sorry about that. You went to Bluetooth for some reason. Don't you love when phones do that? I apologize.
Yeah,
Vegas is, I heard you talking about Vegas before everything went quiet. They're on the ropes, man. And this Edmonton team, we thought they were dead and buried in the first round, and then lo and behold, they come back, they beat Los Angeles, and now they're looking like a team that's going to charge back to the Stanley Cup final. And people forget, the Oilers were one game away from winning, I think would have been their sixth Stanley Cup last year. So be interesting to see how it all plays out with Edmonton here, but they are red hot.
Yeah, a couple of very talented teams, though. I think you would have pointed to any hockey fan before the year that Vegas and Edmonton would get on a bit of a run and be challenging, and here they are in round number two of the Stanley Cup playoffs. But the Oilers look really good. They certainly have high-end talent.
Absolutely. You know, you put Leon Draisaitl on the ice, you put Connor McDavid on the ice. Yeah. You know, goaltending has been a question, but they just, you know, talent's going to rise to the top when you get to this part of the season. And that, I think, is what we're seeing. Again, after, you know, it looked like they were buried, Los Angeles looked like they were going to knock them out in round one, and the Oilers made a nice comeback in that series.
Yeah, and then Winnipeg, the extraordinary win earlier in the playoffs. I still can't get over it. I was so inspired, Jess. I went online and bought a Jets cap. Now, don't worry, I'm never going to wear it downtown St. Paul. But I was so inspired by that. It's like, yeah, I got to add a Jets cap to my collection. So I'm going to wear it around this summer and enjoy that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
That's still a comeback for the ages late in the game. You know what they did.
Here's what I'll say about that, Steve. After that amazing comeback, and I've always been kind of a quiet Winnipeg Jets fan because I grew up close to Winnipeg, and you know their games were on TV up in northern Minnesota, all of that. All these people that I know who are Jets fans are saying, oh, this must be a team of destiny. You know, the fact that they could come back to last 2 minutes of the final game and get two goals and tie it and send it to overtime and all of that crazy stuff. This is a team of destiny. This is a sign that the Jets are going to win the Stanley Cup. And I said, let me tell you about a little thing called the Minneapolis Miracle. We heard that. We heard that narrative for about a week here. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, after you beat the Saints in that fashion, this Vikings team is destined. Well, hey, I'm here to tell you, ain't no such thing. Dallas is really, really good. And Mikko Rantanen is looking like, you know, the trade of the century with what he's doing in the playoffs. So I would love to see Winnipeg go on. I would love to see them go deep in the playoffs. But they've got their hands full now with that Stars team.
Yeah, and by the way, game coming up tonight, 7 o'clock, our time, Winnipeg and Dallas, and the Jets really need that one. Out east, Florida and Toronto, and that's coming up tomorrow. That'll be the early game, 6 o'clock, our time. That series tied at 2. And is this the Leafs' year? You know, I can't imagine what it's like to be a Toronto fan. I just can't. Yes, Minnesota sports fans, a tortured fan base. But what is it like in a hockey-crazed city where it means so much for the Leafs to go through what they've gone through since 67?
Right. I always compare, you know, like the Dallas Cowboys, a team where there's just an inordinate amount of media attention, or the New York Yankees. But imagine if one of those teams hadn't won a title in literally more than 50 years. I mean, that's That's what we're up against there. And, you know, you talk to players like Matthew Nyes, who was such a great player with the Gophers, and he's in Toronto now. He's loving it there, but the spotlight shines so brightly, and every move is second guess and third guess and, you know, whatever else. So, yeah, it's a weird dynamic, you know, with the Maple Leafs. They're Canada's biggest city, biggest market, you know, most attention paid to them, all of that. And then, you know, lo and behold, just up the road, Montreal was winning all those cups in the 60s and 70s, and that just really had to grind people in Toronto, and probably still does.
Yeah, and then the other series resumes on the 15th, couple of days, Wednesday, Carolina and Washington. Alexander Ovechkin owns the all-time NHL goal-scoring crown now, but they're on the brink as well. Carolina, another good club, maybe don't get the attention. The Wild play a home and home. That's it with Carolina. But this is a solid team as well.
And Carolina is an interesting place because, you know, non-traditional hockey market, obviously. You don't think North Carolina as a hockey hotbed. And they play in an arena that's kind of out in the middle of nowhere. It's surrounded by big parking lots and big pine trees. It's where NCAA basketball plays. It's a really nice arena. And tailgating is huge there. And, man, have they gotten kind of a fun fan base there. You know, they've won a Stanley Cup. They've gotten people reasons to be excited about hockey. And Jackson Blake, who we saw not too long ago doing good stuff for Eden Prairie High School, is one of their top players. So that's kind of fun to see, too. Yeah, this Carolina team, top to bottom, is just really good.
Yeah, and speaking of Alexander Ovechkin, is there any sense in how much longer he's going to go, how much longer he's going to play?
Well, you know, now that he's got the record, you wonder, you know, how much that fire will burn. And, you know, he was in Minnesota just a couple days before he broke the record. And we asked him at that time, when did all of the media attention, all of the hype, all of that start to get old for you? And he said, yeah, about 2 years ago. So, you know, you get to that point where the spotlight maybe burns a little bit too brightly. He's won a Stanley Cup. He's going to retire as the all-time record holder in goals scored. So you wonder how much more fire there is in the tank there.
Jez Myers joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Covers Wild all year for the Pioneer Press, online at TwinCities.com. And the Wild well into their offseason now, unfortunately. And you kind of look forward, and everything seems to revolve around, and it's been like this for years. The Wild need a center. The Wild need another center. They need another center. Unfortunately, every club in the league is probably in that same boat.
Yeah, we talked to Bill Guerin, you know, last week, kind of the exit interviews that they do, and he said he feels they're pretty solid in goal. Philippe Gustafson obviously is going to be the number one guy coming back, and they still have belief in Jesper Wallstedt, even after kind of a rough year that he had. He thinks they're pretty set defensively, and part of that is the fact that, you know, they expect Steve Bouillon to kind of emerge as a kid that will make the team out of camp, and they've got some, you know, young prospects there on the blue line. So they feel like they're in good shape there. He admitted, you know, a scoring winger, a scoring center is what they're going to be looking for come free agency time. And this is really an opportunity for the Wild. And, you know, you have to do it right. And Bill Guerin said this too. July 1st can be a day of mistakes. You know, just because you have money, you have to spend it the right way. So the pressure is really on now. You know, the last couple of years, it's been easy to say, well, you know, we just can't spend anything. We're hemmed in by the salary cap. We really can't make a lot of moves. He kind of said that at the trade deadline too. And you could tell there was maybe a little bit of frustration on the part of the Wild that they maybe wanted to do more at the trade deadline but didn't want to give up a lot of prospects and just didn't have money to spend being right up against the salary cap. Well, now the salary cap is rising. The dead money's going away. Bill Guerin's got some money to spend, and Craig Leopold, the owner, has made it clear that he's ready to spend money and wants to, you know, he's not a guy who's ever going to say, let's tank this year, let's play for a draft pick.
No.
He would rather go build the team through free agency, I think.
Yeah, and it goes all the way back to the Parisi-Suter contract. There was an opportunity right there to tank, you know, bottom out, if you will, and kind of start over. He wanted no part of that. And now the fan base, no one can lean on the Parisi-Suter crutch going forward. That is clearly in the rearview mirror.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's a good thing to be out from under that. They tried that. They got the two biggest names in free agency that year. It was a pretty exciting time. Ultimately, it didn't work. You know, it didn't get them past the second round in the years that those guys were here. But they did, I think, make a statement about Minnesota being almost like a destination franchise. And I'm going to be very interested to see how that plays out in free agency. You know, there's been a lot of talk about Marco Rossi. Will he be packaged as part of a trade, and what could they get for him if they decide to get maybe a little bit bigger at forward? You know, that's always a factor as well, is size. And, you know, I really like Marco Rossi. I think he's done everything the team has asked of him. He, you know, went and played a net front role this year when they were short of forwards, and you know, like him personally, but if he's a guy that they could get some value for, I wonder if they won't explore a trade for a player like him to package him with maybe some draft picks, maybe some younger guys.
And then just off the ice, if you will, and that is the Xcel Energy Center and the idea of remodeling that, River Center, that entire complex, Roy Wilkins Auditorium, the city, the Wild, etc., looking for state help in all of this. Don't know if there's momentum this year, but I can't imagine Craig Leopold and the Wild are going to give up on that idea that at some point money will need to be put into that building and into that entire complex.
I have a feeling that debate is going to be kind of like a new stadium debate. You know, the Twins tried 3-4 times to get a new stadium. The legislators kept saying no, and the voters kept saying no. And I remember once somebody said, what part of no don't you understand? When are you going to stop asking? And they said, we'll stop asking when you say yes. So it's one of those issues that's not going to go away. You know, the Wild have a long-term lease in St. Paul. It's a good facility. It is 25 years old now, but amazingly, you know, well kept up for a 25-year-old building. Mm-hmm. Having traveled around the NHL this year and seen some of the other facilities, I mean, we have it really good in Minnesota. With that said, if you're a Wild fan and you're paying $150, $200 for a ticket on a Tuesday night to go see a Wild game, and then you've got these guys going to the legislature and saying, oh, by the way, we also need, you know, their first ask was like $600 million or something like that. Kind of shoot for the moon and settle for the stars or whatever the saying is. You know, now they've pared that back. Now they're saying, well, closer to $50 million we could get by for now. I don't know what the political will for that is right now. I talked to Governor Walz at the governor's fishing opener last weekend. He said he hopes they will have a bonding bill. It'll just be a matter of what's in the bonding bill. And if that's included, I think that would be a good thing for St. Paul. But if it's not included, it's not like it's an issue that's going to go away. They're going to keep asking.
Yeah, and over the years, as you pointed out, the building has aged well, but there are some obvious choke points in the building, probably a need for more escalators, more elevators, expanded lobbies, etc. I mean, that just has happened over time. Security needs have changed. All sorts of things have changed. And I would assume there's other infrastructure in the building that needs to be upgraded as well. And what does that partnership ultimately look like? I think it'll get done. It just is, you know, what is it finally going to look like, and how much money are the Wild going to put in?
Well, one of the great lines I heard, you know, it's going back more than 10 years ago now, when they put in that huge new scoreboard, center ice. They had kind of a grand opening to show off the new scoreboard. Chris Coleman was the mayor of St. Paul at the time, and he said, I'm really hoping we find out how well you can see this scoreboard when it's foggy in the building, because I want to see the Wild playing games in June when it's, you know, 85, 90 degrees outside. Well, haven't quite seen that yet, but, you know, that continues to be the hope that you can get to the second round, the third round, you know, whatever it happens to be for this Wild team as they kind of build for the future here.
Now, you and I have something in common. We love to be out on the old boat. How many times have you been out already?
Got the pontoon in the water on Saturday. My sons were up at my cabin, helped me get the dock, get the pontoon in. Now, I got to tell you, Steve, I had plans to go up there this weekend. Then I looked at the forecast. It's supposed to be rainy with a high of 47 on Saturday. So I'm switching gears. I'm actually going to be the Pioneer Press Twins writer this weekend. I'm heading to Milwaukee to cover those three games, and can't wait to see this Twins team in person, because, man, are they off to a fun start.
That is awesome. As a matter of fact, can I hit you up now and put you on the schedule? I'm on Saturdays. If you've got time. Love
yeah,
to
absolutely.
Have you.
Six o'clock start on Saturday at American Family Field, which I still call Miller Park. I mean, come on. Miller Brewing right across the street. You got to call that Miller Park. I don't know what this American Family thing is. You know, come on.
All right, I'll send you a text. How about 5:10 Saturday, right after the news?
5:10 Saturday. We'll talk from the ballpark. That'll be great.
All right. It's a deal. Look at this. We're multitasking here, talking hockey, booking the show next Saturday.
We're talking baseball. We're putting everything together, and I'm covering the Minnesota Frost tomorrow night. They have a chance to move on to the PWHL Finals. So A lot of fun stuff going on.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They're playing well. Fire wagon hockey the other night. A lot of goals scored in that one. And Jess, by the way, I owe you, like, when you're in town, come over. I live on the river. Take you on a boat ride. I owe you about 25 boat rides. So let me know.
That sounds like a good way to spend the summer. I like it.
All right. Take care, Jess.
All right. Talk to you soon.
There he is, Jess Myers from the Pioneer Press, covers the Wild. And he'll be covering the Twins at Miller Park this weekend. How about that? Cool stuff. Quick break. We'll come back. Steve in for Henry on the Lake Show here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Following the news and weather at 7, Kevin Lynch, FanDuel Sports Network. We'll talk Timberwolves. Timberwolves on the brink of advancing to the Western Conference Finals for the second year in a row. They lead Golden State 3-1, and they'll play tomorrow night. Listed 8:30 our time, more like 8:45, 8:50, I would assume, before they finally get it going. And that does depend on the Knicks and the Celtics, and that'll be the early game starting at 6 our time. So I think closer to 9. Before they get started at Target Center. And by the way, the Knicks lead 3-1 there. And the Celtics, terrible news. Jason Tatum had surgery to repair a ruptured right Achilles tendon.
Awful.
The Celtics made that announcement today. Unbelievable. And the recovery from that injury is a long one. So the idea that he would even be ready to go. I mean, there is no time to
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Able for his return, but I would think it would be a gigantic challenge to be ready next fall for Tatum.
Yeah, that's I feel like it's brutal. Just a recurring injury in the NBA is the Achilles injury, and it's super weird how the biggest stars are succumbing to this injury. The most well-conditioned athletes, some of those well-conditioned athletes in America, and they're still getting injured. It's just, it's crazy, the conditioning and all that that these players go through, and still can't avoid something as severe as an Achilles injury, which I can't even, you can't walk on that from what I've, from people I've talked to that have had it. You can't walk. You're pretty much just dead in the water for a good couple months before you're returning to somewhat normalcy. But, yeah, just it's really rough for I feel for the Celtics fans. That's a tough injury for Jason.
Yeah, it is really a tough injury for sure. So the Celtics on the brink, no Tatum. And that is, once again, tomorrow night as the Celtics try to stave off elimination. The Knicks lead that series 3-1. Karl Anthony Towns, it's worked out for him. He could go to the Eastern Conference Finals. But what about Brunson for the Knicks? He might be the playoff MVP to this point. If you had to pick a guy, he has been absolutely incredible.
Yeah, he's been terrific. And I think a lot of people did not have the Knicks making it this far in this series, just because it is, you know, it's the champs. It's been a kind of surprising NBA playoffs overall, but yeah, I think Brunson is finally, he's got even further than he did last year, because he was still the talk of the town last year in the Big Apple with how he was in the playoff run, and even the year before that, where they, I believe they faced off against like the likes of Indiana, which we are seeing the results of their progress right now too. So yeah, Brunson is just the best of the best right now.
Yeah, just absolutely taking over games for the Knicks. So that certainly a big deal if they're able to eliminate the Celtics. And once again, terrible news on Tatum. One other quick story, and it's not new, because I think this is just everybody's had a quick comment. But the NBA draft lottery, the kid from Duke's going to end up in Dallas. And Dallas had less than a 2% chance of winning the draft lottery, and they did. And the conspiracy theorists said, while they traded Luka Doncic, and he's kind of the next big thing in L.A., and as a reward, the NBA behind the scenes manipulated things to make sure that they got the kid from Duke. I'm not going to go there. I mean, the Ewing thing was fishy all those years ago, Ewing to the Knicks. I know this doesn't look good, but it's not like they had no chance to get the guy. They did statistically have a chance to get him, and they did.
I mean, they did get Paige Bueckers, and guess what? We do have Minnesota and New York in the WNBA finals, so are we going to get New York and Minnesota in the NBA finals too? Maybe it's all rigged. Maybe it's all part of a bigger plan, Steve.
Well, my late grandfather went to his grave considering, or always thought, that Madison Avenue controlled it all. And that was, once again, the heart of the marketing world in New York once upon a time. All right, we got to run. We'll have the news. We'll have the weather at 7 here on the CCO.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount+.